here to bring you sunshine, sunshine to make you grin. We're here to bring you sunshine, let that sunshine in. Pull back shadows of misery, blow away the dust and you'll be free to soak up sun, sun, sunshine land. That sunshine in.
Well, I need hardly tell you that Christmas, as we know it today, started in the year A.D. Naught.
Hold on, hold on. You've fallen for the old trap. The first year of the modern era is A.D. 1.
No, it's not. It's A.D. Naught. If you take 1945 away from 1945, what do you get?
1945 from 1945, that's a hard one. 1066, carry one.
B.C. 1. No, you don't. You get A.D. naught.
You want to believe that? You believe that.
Thank you. Christmas, as we all know, started in the year A.D. naught. And lo, as the scriptures say, three wise men came from the east, and a star went before them. And all the people who lived in that land saw the star and marveled, saying, "This must be Halley's comet." Verily, it is not nearly as bright as we had expected.
Hold on, hold on. It wasn't Halley's Comet.
Yes, it was. Halley's Comet comes every 76 years. Now, 76 into 1980... Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back to that argument as soon as there is a result. Meanwhile, we'd like to sing a carol about Christmas shopping entitled "I've Got Those Oxford Street, But It's Not Late Night Opening Blues."
Tempted by the Christmas glitter, merry shoppers push and shove. Through the high street yuletide litter, bearing gifts for those they love. Searching for the gift-wrapped token through December's frost and ice. All to hear those sweet words spoken,
"Just the thing I need, how nice."
Like those kings in silk and sable, bringing treasures from afar. To a cold and humble stable, guided by a glittering star. Frankincense and myrrh in caskets, gifts impossible to price. Gold in woven silver baskets,
"Just the thing I need, how nice."
Christmas shopping lit unending, battling on from shop to shop. Feeling dull, despair descending, will this torture never stop? Blinded by the tinsel's glare, music, sleigh bells on the air. Mesmerized by stacks of stock, wandering in a state of shock. "Father Christmas, tell me, do, can't I leave it all to you? Did those wise men brave the hustle of some Middle East bazaar? Crushed and pummeled in the bustle for cheap goods from Zanzibar. Buying gifts for one another, carpets, camels, coats of spice. Yashmaks for a loving mother,
just the thing I need, how nice.
Christmas puddings fill my trolley, jammed in supermarket queues. Writing checks to sheaves of holly, shoppers trampling on my shoes. Hark, the head old angels sing as the joyful cash tills ring, while meter maids from near and far stick more tickets on my car. Father Christmas, hear my plea, Valium once again for me. Back home with my Christmas shopping, groaning under Christmas fare. Eardrums tingling, eyeballs popping, tinsel glistening in my hair. Slumped among the gifts of candy, soap and socks and chocolate mice, murmuring as I gulp my brandy,
"Just the thing I need, how nice."
Christmas, as we all know, started in the year A.D. naught, or A.D. 1, depending on what you prefer. But what did they have before Christmas came along?
They had the Roman Feast of Saturnalia, a midwinter period of feasting and celebration.
What was it like, this disgusting pagan feast?
Well, it was disgusting, and very pagan. And they used to get very drunk, and they used to stay up late at night.
They used to spend all their money on useless gifts for each other.
They used to knock on each other's doors and sing traditional boozing songs like "Good Pagan Men Rejoice," and "I'm Dreaming of a White Saturnalia."
It was, in fact, exactly like Christmas as we know it today.
Well, not exactly like Christmas. They didn't have pantomimes like we do.
What kind of pantomimes did they have then?
Well, they used to go along to the Colosseum and watch the lions against the Christians.
What was that like?
It was very boring, because Christians hadn't been invented.
It wasn't all enjoyment, of course. The ancient Romans used to do penance as well. They used to do things they hated doing just because they thought it was good for them.
At least we haven't got anything like that today.
Oh, yes, we have. The school nativity play.
At church, feet, infant school, tonight a star hangs on a string and leads three wise men with its light out of the east and down stage right to see the baby born this night as nursery angels sing. Inside the stable, warm and dry, the cardboard oxen stand, while Mary, looking small and shy, and Joseph with his lamp held high, sings Silent Night, accompanied by the school percussion band. The school percussion band. With tea towels hanging round their ears, the shepherds watch their flocks, when in the sky, as in past years, the angel of the Lord appears, who's lost for words and near to tears, and so adjusts his socks. Fear not, says he, but mighty dread has seized his troubled mind, and from the wings his lines are read, and as he giggles blushing red, his halo topples off his head, and joy is unconfined, and joy is unconfined. The Cindy doll that Mary chose is transformed for the play. In swaddling clothes from ears to toes, the Son of Man has cracked his nose, but both eyes work and gently close as he's laid in the hay. Then comes the grand finale when they light the Christmas tree, as shepherds, angels and wise men stand round the lowly manger, then sing Hark the Herald once again, and then go home to tea, and then go home to tea.
Sorry, Miss Whittaker.
For lo, as the scriptures say, there were shepherds abiding in a field by night somewhere in the Middle East, and suddenly a great voice spake unto them with tidings of peace and goodwill.
Who did the great voice belong to?
Who knows? Bob Goldoff, probably.
And the three wise men also drew nigh, don't forget, bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
What on earth were those for?
Well, the gold was for Jesus' piggy bank. The frankincense is what we would now call aftershave. And the myrrh was contained in a mystery casket with a message written on it.
And what did the message in the casket say?
It said, Made in Taiwan. Batteries not included.
So, what do we learn from the scriptures, O wise one? I'll tell you one thing that isn't mentioned in the scriptures about Christmas. Father Christmas.
Right, but it does say in the scriptures, Ask and it shall be given unto you.
I've tried that, and it doesn't work.
Well, perhaps you're asking the wrong people. Did you apply to Father Christmas directly?
Of course. I send my Christmas shopping list to Father Christmas, Box 1, The Factory, North Pole, near Knightsbridge.
Well, there's your mistake. There's your mistake. You see, you should be sending your shopping list to the loving, caring members of your own dear family.
I tried that. I asked them for a pair of socks.
And what did you get?
The Fine Arts Brass Ensemble.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fine Arts Brass Ensemble, and we now do this awful business of, well, awful for us, of trying to compete with real musicians. We're going to perform with the Fine Arts Brass Ensemble a suitably festive number which blows, once and for all, the lid off one of Christmas's great mysteries. What happens to all the cutthroats and villains as December the 25th approaches?
Who is this fake Father Christmas, ho ho, now masquerading in so many stores? Ruddy red boots and his legs all aglow, seated in white on his starring box, no, white woolly whiskers and raucous ho ho. Who's this indefinite applause? Does he ride home on a silvery sleigh, filling the roof with no fuss? Or does he slip off at the end of the day and queue for a number 10 bus? Who is this fake Father Christmas, ho ho, quietly perspiring beneath his red hat, giving cheap gifts to each child that draws near, getting more drunk with each bottle of beer? Kids get one gift and a clip round the ear. Now would the real Santa do that? Does he have reindeer who leap through the sky, flying past mountain and wood? He says if we look we may see him fly by. I'd be most surprised if we could.
Evening, Squire. A pint of beer and a packet of pork scratches for Rudolph. All right, Rudolph?
This crimson pretender, ho ho, padded with cushions and starting to sag. Is he a burglar and not Santa Claus? Moonlighting, unlocking windows and doors, saying he's collecting for some worthy cause, then filling his sack with the swag. Genuine Santa Claus comes before light, bringing us gifts for next day. But if this old charlatan calls in the night, lock all your silver away. Clearly this man's a sham Santa, ho-ho, wearing a beard that has ear hooks to show. He can make everyone dread Christmas Day, growling at children who scurry away, frightening the mums with his mistletoe spray. This isn't the Santa we know.
Hello, little boy. What's your name?
Nigel.
What do you want for Christmas, Nigel?
I want my watch back. Mummy? Mummy? Mum!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Fine Arts Brass Ensemble.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
Yeah, but as a matter of fact, what did the angels actually say to the shepherds?
Well, they said, what they said was, it's the first Noel.
And what did the shepherds say?
They said, how do you mean, Noel?
So they didn't know what Noel meant?
No, there hadn't actually been one before, you see. They'd only ever had Yom Kippur. And they'd probably never seen angels before either. I mean, if you were woken up in the middle of the night with bright lights and loud voices, what would you think it was?
Well, a police raid.
Right. They thought it was a police raid. So they came out of the field with their hands up, shouting, Hosanna!
What's that mean? It's a fair cop.
No. It was to confuse the angels, you see. They reckoned the angels wouldn't know what Hosanna meant.
Well, what does it mean?
Well, haven't you ever been to church?
Been to church? Yes, I've been. Well, not recently.
Well, it's the same sort of thing in church. The vicar gets up and says something the congregation doesn't understand, so the congregation does it back to him. Then they all go home for Sunday lunch.
So the shepherds in the field, it was a bit like the first church service ever, wasn't it?
Right, the first church service. Those angels and shepherds are actually responsible for the invention of flower arranging,
bell ringing,
and collections for missions to convert the heathen overseas in places like England.
So, at the time of the First Noel, people in England were godless barbarians, were they?
Yes. That's another thing that hasn't changed much.
In the vestry of St. Luke's Church, five stack of dusty pews, a battered duplicator has been set. And every month it rattles out the latest parish news for publication in the Church Gazette. Listeners can hardly wait for the publication date to hear the Christmas tidings as they roll off the machine. Was the carol concert too ambitious for the choir? Who released a sting bomb at the end of the Messiah? How can we persuade our tuneless tenor to retire? Read it in the Parish Magazine. The Parish Magazine is packed with scoops and snatches, bulletins, dispatches, and all the latest news and views are seen in the Parish Magazine. This month's Parish Magazine includes a major scoop, the Brownie Christmas outing to the zoo, then the young wife's recipe for turkey giblet soup, and literary notes from Timbuktu. Prisoners must never miss appeals round the diocese to lend a hand with holly picking round the village green. When the vicar asks for help to decorate the hall, some girded up their loins and ladders listening to his call. Yet some ignored his cry and girded nothing up at all. They're listed in the Christmas magazine. The Parish Magazine is packed with scoops and snatches, bulletins, dispatches, and all the latest news and views are seen in the Parish Magazine. There's been a suggestion that we ought to boost our sales. The circulation's less than it should be. And there's a Fleet Street gimmick that very rarely fails. And that is to print a rather fetching and somewhat immodestly dressed naked lady on page 3. The Mothers' Union can't agree who the lucky girl should be. Until then, there's a gossip column on the local scene. Was Santa in the scout hut when the keys stayed out so late? Who reduced our Kayla to a blushing giggly state? What did the bishop whisper to the actress at the face? Find out in the Parish Magazine. The Parish Magazine is packed with scoops and snatches, bulletins, dispatches, and all the latest news and views are seen in the Parish Magazine. Tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, publish in the Parish Magazine.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat, please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, well, stuff you.
That's a charming old Christmas carol, isn't it?
Sort of. It was really a song put about by the Goose Preservation League.
Good Lord. Who were they then?
Well, they were a sort of medieval version of Greenpeace.
Sort of goose piece.
Yeah. They persuaded people it was a shame to eat such a noble, handsome bird at Christmas time.
So what did they get them to eat instead?
A stupid, ugly bird.
Oh, you mean the ostrich?
No.
The turkey. Well, in that case, why isn't there a Turkey Preservation League?
But there is. And here they are now to sing their campaign song.
Gobble, 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 we must stop tormenting the turkey. Gobble, gobble, at Christmas his prospects are grim. Gobble, gobble, deep feather, deep fluff, then truss up and stuff. There's no merry Christmas for him.
December's a bad time for turkeys. Gobble gobble, though life's decidedly bleak. Gobble gobble, they never show fear at this time of year, but all keep a stiff upper beak.
Hear the turkey's mournful cry, his goose is cooked, he's doomed to die. Hear our hearts with glee we pray, don't eat the turkey on Christmas Day.
Be kind to a turkey this Christmas, gobble gobble, try not to eat one this year.
Gobble gobble,
when carols are heard, don't give them the bird, offer them seasonal cheer. A turkey awaits your decision, gobble gobble, a sword's hanging over his head.
Gobble gobble,
he's troubled in mind, so try to be kind and eat another cutlets instead.
Hear the turkey's mournful cry, his goose, his cook, he's doomed to die. Hear our hearts with glee we pray,
don't eat the turkey on Christmas Day. To win our campaign for the turkey, gobble gobble, the public must know of his plight.
Gobble gobble,
for no one forgoes a roast parson's nose unless he's convinced that it's right. So make a bird happy this Christmas, gobble gobble, it's time for the slaughter to cease.
Gobble gobble,
and free from all fear, your turkey will hear the Queen's Christmas message in peace.
Gobble gobble,
gobble gobble, Queen's Christmas message in peace.
Gobble gobble, gobble gobble, gobble gobble, gobble gobble.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, hello and goodbye to Winston Sunshine, or if you like, David Barlow, Peter Christie, Miles Kington, and Anna Marion Davis, who were squeezing it together with their guest, the Fine Arts Brass Ensemble. The program is produced by Richard Edis, and we'll be back sometime in another multi-various conversation with Pussy Jordan.
We're here to bring sunshine last sunshine. Oh, back the sun is low, oh, away. We got sunshine, let's have sunshine. We got sunshine, it's good time, have a fun time with sunshine. We got sunshine ahead. That's sunshine.
Ba 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 ba